Probably the part of Jesus' life that we know the least about, and since of from his birth to the time he began his public ministry at the age of, we believe, around the age of 30. So in some sense, for about 30 years, we believe and we trust that Jesus was with Mary and Joseph as any son, as any child, growing in maturity, growing in understanding, growing in of who he is, of whom he was called to do, right? Preparing in some sense for his mission, what he was sent for, to save the world. Again, just reflecting in that sense, not to say that it was meant to be a private or unknown, because really, even the privateness of a family life comes out in our interactions with other people. I kind of was reflecting on the sense that, you know, even amongst my siblings, my parents, just a lot of time that we spent together in a home growing up, maybe a lot of particular inside jokes, maybe a lot of particular just friendships, struggles, arguments, fights, particular things that happened amongst us in that particular home as we grew up. Spending a lot of time together eating, a lot of time together working, a lot of times together cleaning the house, many different things, right, that we did in that particular home. And each of us, particular home in some sense, the home that we grew up in, and maybe the home that we are now parents of, maybe even the home that we are, some of you are even of grandparents. Different perspectives that we have of this sense of family. But even though, again, like I had stated, that it might tend to be a very private or unknown part of many parts of our own lives, it is revealed again in the way that we interact with others. If we were taught to forgive at home, hopefully we desire to forgive others, right? If we were taught to tell the truth and to be honest, then hopefully at school and at work, in our relationships, we're honest and we're truthful. If there was a sense of understanding of sharing and generosity that we were taught while we were at home, hopefully in some sense those own particular things also come out as well. And maybe even too, definitely our own sinfulness and our own brokenness also manifests or reveals itself as well, and it comes out. And so there is discipline, there is encouragement, there is leading or guiding in some sense that helps us. Even from time to time, maybe a little bit of a pulling of an ear. That's what my father always did, pulled the ear. I have witnessed him doing that to my nephew this weekend, the last couple days. I can't say, he probably did deserve it, but but he ran from my dad just like I did. So, but just that sense, right? The gift and the love of a family and a care and a concern. And maybe just to leave you with a couple things. What made the Holy Family holy? Maybe this realization, understanding that Jesus was part of it, right? God was part of the family. And so therefore, the Holy Family isn't necessarily just something that we set up here as a pinnacle. Well, gosh, it was perfect because Jesus was there, and therefore it's something that we have to aim for. But the realization that each and every one of our families are meant to be holy. Each and every one of our families has Jesus Christ in it. We truly believe that the Holy Spirit, that Christ dwells within us, and we are tabernacles. We are temples of the Holy Spirit, of God within us. Each and every one of your homes has Jesus within it. Jesus Christ is in your home. Jesus Christ is within your own families. So if we are desiring to become more like Christ, desiring to become his disciple, then hopefully in the home you are also desiring to be Christ, especially to your spouses, to your children, to your parents, to your family and friends, and to others. And so just that encouragement, just a desire, in a sense, to recognize your home as a domestic church. Your home is a place where God dwells. Not just here in the church, but he also dwells in your home. So do you desire for your house to be a place that you can grow in God's company? That you can allow him to form you? That you can allow him to recognize when you do things wrong and to seek forgiveness? That you can allow him to lead you and to guide you? I think the awesomeness of the particular story that we heard in the gospel today is maybe what also made the Holy Family holy, is the openness that Mary and Joseph, and definitely Jesus, had to listening to God and followed what he spoke to them. So nothing more, listening and trusting, which sometimes can be hard for us as humans who sometimes are very proud and desiring to be in charge or control the particular things. So having to fight those particular urges, but truly desiring to listen and to trust what God desires for us. So Joseph did nothing more but listen to the promptings of God through an angel, and trusting in that, taking his child from a newborn child from one country to another, and staying in this foreign land until God called them back. So definitely movements in our own lives, but that sense of that desire to listen to God, to trust in his desire and his plan for us, and with humility to follow. So as we desire to emulate the Holy Family in each and every one of your own homes, may Christ dwell there. May you see and find Christ in your homes. And maybe sometimes, different parts, different times, see when God is calling you to listen and to trust in his own promptings. So that each of our homes may be a holy family, that each of your homes God may dwell. And the most important part, I believe, is just as, again, that private home, if God does dwell there, I pray and I hope that other people would be able to say, that's a house where Jesus dwells. That is a house where God is alive. Yes, there might be arguments. Yes, there might be struggles. Yes, there might be disagreements from time to time. But how do we also desire to go deeper? How do we desire to forgive, to deepen those bonds of that trust? How do, in some sense, do we desire to be under God's mission for us, which is unconditionally receive love and unconditionally give love? May others be able to see and to call your house a house of God.